following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
This is the best of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Let's take a look at Bernie's X's and O's right now.
Yeah, this is just an old school dig route. Chris Griffin, 44, gets a hand on Kyle Orton, sees him, but he tries to spit it by him and gets the deflection.
When they say replay booth, they mean it, huh? He goes right inside those little gray things right there. Used to be, they just had that hood and you'd look in.
Says that's a casting a vote right there.
Right,
that was a presidential election. Onside kick.
Onside kick the
Hail
ball.
Hail Mary. Doug Flutie completed for the complete Cinderella story. And we'll all go home happy, happy, happy.
He sounds very happy, happy, happy.
It almost sounds like Bernie Kosar's got something on his mind there. And a couple of those... those clips. It's almost like he's just a bit distracted.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit distracted. Man, that's funny. I didn't get to listen to him last night because I got the damn Packers feed on NFL Network, which sucks.
Well, I don't think he had been drinking, so you didn't really miss anything.
See, you can't do that. That just kills me.
of course, the best one.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Which we compared to.
Ben Roethlisberger.
And then we put them together and had...
Ben Roethlisberger.
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 Hey, the Redskins put a nailing on Roethlisberger the other night, boy.
Oh, good God.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
Super Bowl.
Shut up.
Rex Grossman, baby.
Woohoo! Well, you would think now would be the time he would definitely get drunk.
Yeah, he's definitely got something to worry about now.
Oh, Bernie Kosar has a daughter. Her name is Sarah.
I thought her name was Lexi.
Well, her real name is Sarah.
Oh.
Her stage name is Lexi Silver. That's with two X's.
Lexi Silver with two X's. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Lexi, L-E-X-X-I, and then Silver. Lexi Silver.
We could do a quick field trip right here. Turn off your moderate safe search on Google and push that in.
Yeah, we've already been there. So,
yeah, you'll get some nice explicit photos. And you'll notice there, Tom, that she looks great from behind, but when she looks at the camera, she kind of looks like Bernie Kosar, and that kind of throws it off. Plus, if you'll notice in some of those photos there, she appears to sidearm it kind of like he does, you know, if you follow it.
Yeah, LexiSilver.com. That is Bernie Kosar's daughter. And yes,
there you go.
She is doing porn. She has made her debut in the movie Pervs on Patrol.
Pervs on Patrol. Now, Tom, I've heard good reviews for Pervs on Patrol. From what I understand, it's up for a cummy.
Well, I'll give you one.
Oh, you're going to give us one. Tom is going to review the movie Pervs on Patrol for us, ladies and gentlemen.
I have an exclusive, the first review of this movie.
We'll give it two dicks up.
Actually, I just saw there's a clip on her website.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
And she plays this yoga instructor who gets involved with her students after class. And, you know. And
wait a minute.
Cue the porn music and, you know.
There's an actual character. Somebody actually said to her,
here's your character. Yes,
there's a storyline, John.
You pretend you're running the class, see? And then all of these guys are going to gangbang you.
Man,
okay. Hey, you know what? My father used to blow games for the Browns.
And now I'm going to blow this brown man in Cleveland.
Hey, Bernie, look at your daughter's technique.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Look at that shot, Bernie.
That's very pretty.
Say, you know, I don't remember her looking quite like that.
Oh, my God.
You know, Tom, when you get into the one-yard line, you know what that means. That means everybody's got a chance to bang my daughter in the shadow of the goalpost. 10 yards piling on.
Oh, brother. Well, you know, I will say this for her. At least she had the decency to bleach. You know, I think that shows a lot in a woman that when she thinks enough of the viewing public, you know, to bleach that thing. So, well, thank God for that.
Bernie, what do you think about this whole porno business?
It's such a violent, fast game of big guys.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that one there with your daughter, I don't know.
And you see that a lot of guys that are a little undersized at their position play a kamikaze style.
Oh.
So she's doing Japanese porn as well? Is that what I'm catching here? She's peeing on people.
Oh, Lord.
She's doing Japanese porn. That means when she's getting it done to her, she screams and cries like a little kid. Honest to God, in Japan, how do you not know when your neighbors are banging? Jesus, they're loud. Yeah, could you imagine that? Her calling up,
Daddy, invite the family. I want to bring you to the premiere of my new movie. Call Grandma and get everybody in the station wagon. Come on down to the white raincoat and we'll have the red carpet out for you.
And the award for Best Cum Shot 2011 goes to Bernie Kosar's daughter in Perbs on Parade.
Oh my God! I want to thank my co-stars Lex and Bobby and Billy and Joe and Eddie and Alan and Mike and Eric and Billy and the other guy named Joe and Philip and...
Don't forget the midget.
Oh yes, and Runty the Wonder Clown. Oh my God.
Can you
Bernie Kosar's daughter.
I'd give anything for him to talk about it during the game. Anything.
Oh God, wouldn't that anything. Be
fun? Well, it's third down and five. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? You know, my daughter's making pictures now, right? my daughter's in the movies.
They're gonna fucking give her an ass print outside at Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Oh man,
Bernie's in the business. Good God!
Oh, I remember this clip.
The closest guy is four Browns.
The closest guy is four Browns.
Oh God! Could you imagine Thanksgiving dinner at his house this year?
Oh. You know, there was a reason I'm drinking before these games. The Browns suck. And so does my daughter.
It's the best of Bang Cartoon Radio.
I'm going to completely switch gears here and talk about Jen Sturger.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes. You know, she received the, now infamous text of Brett Favre's junk. And she right. was on Good Morning America a couple of weeks ago. And she was, she was a Jets employee, what they called a game day hostess.
What the hell is a game day hostess, Tom?
I don't
What the hell is that? Sounds like a fluffer for all the rich guys in the Sky Suite.
Well, right? I think Brett Favre had decided what his definition was.
Yeah, I guess he should have. Wait, really? Game day hostess? She's a hooker. She goes around and, you know, the owner in his little baseball cap says, you go over to that guy. He owes me a, you know,
right.
We're trying to get a deal done with that guy. Go over and fix him up, you know? Game day hostess. Look, you know what? When I go to a football game, right, the closest thing I see to a game day hostess is the Mexican woman saying, ¿qué? When I say, four beers! Four! Cuatro beero! And then I say, ¿qué? When I say four beers, and she says, $50.
she got all this going on with Favre, which was just became a huge story in sports, and she wants her life back.
Oh, you know, she wants her life back.
Yeah, listen to this.
I just want my life back. That's all I'm asking for. To be able to go back to work, to be able to go back to enjoy doing what I do.
Which is what?
Entertaining people, making people laugh. The hardest part about this whole thing is that I am a ridiculous person. I love to entertain people and to say crazy things.
And you feel
and
like
I can't be that person.
Until you tell your story, until it's all out there, it's not a safe place. No. Nothing you can joke about.
No.
Oh my God!
What,
she
making
loves,
people laugh.
She said she loves to entertain people and say ridiculous things. Yeah, here's what she says that's ridiculous. That's the ridiculous thing she likes to say while she's entertaining people.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jets game. Hey, a funny thing happened to me on the escalator up here to the Sky Suite. Want to welcome everybody. Tip your bartenders and waitresses.
You're right.
That's right. I'm Jen Sturger. I'll be here all week. What does she do? She's a game day hostess, entertaining people and making them laugh.
What is that? I wonder what that pays.
Oh, it probably plays quite well. It pays quite well, I'm sure. I'm sure that there are very stringent qualifications for the job.
All right. Well, here, and she's talking to...
We should send Jen from Columbus to apply for that job. If we had a budget, boy, we'd do that. We'd send her over there to see if she could get the
yes,
job.
Yes, definitely. anyway, she gets all emotional here.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
is she
of course,
Tom Brady?
Because she's been called a home wrecker.
Oh, no.
How is that? You receive a picture of some guy's dick, and that makes you a home wrecker.
Well, if she didn't look so damn good, or you know, this woman's husband wouldn't be sending pictures of his dick around. Right, she asked for it.
You have cleavage. You're a homewrecker.
That's right, you filthy, good-looking, beautiful woman, you.
Okay, so here she's going to talk about that. And she's talking, by the way, she's talking to George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos.
It's George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, Mr. Snuff. Right. Oh, hello.
Our next guest on Sesame Street is Jen Sturger.
I would like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And I'll text you a picture of my penis.
Yeah, no,
here we go.
I didn't want it to get out. I dealt with it and it was over. The story comes out and it's like someone punches you in the stomach. Because before, when you dealt with it, you dealt with it by yourself. You kept quiet. But then when everybody knows, when it's out there in the public like that, there's this perception of you that people automatically start to think, oh, she's a gold digger, she's a homewrecker. And I'm none of those things. I've never met the man.
She's never met the man, John.
Everybody knows I've seen a picture of his dick. Oh, God. So have the rest of us, stupid. So the rest of us. You know what? I've seen pictures of your head photoshopped on some amazing things, Jen. You know, I mean, come on. People know. They look at her and say, oh, there's the woman that looks at dick pictures.
Well, here she says she was not flattered. She was not flattered by the text messages.
But that's got to be something. He's the big star. He's it.
It wasn't flattering, if that's what you're implying.
No?
No. He's married. And more than anything, I feel like it was intimidating than anything else.
Why answer?
Why answer? I consulted several people. Every single one of them gave me the exact same answer. They said, well, if you like your job and you want to keep it, I suggest you just be quiet.
Didn't you send him a text saying, if this is you, smile at me?
No, I don't really recall.
You don't really recall? You do not get a text from Brett Favre of his penis and then right. not recall whether or not you replied. Sorry.
I fell on the floor. I woke up sometime later. There was a fireman patting my hand. I don't know what happened.
Oh, shit.
I saw his penis and blacked out.
All right, of course, we talked about this when, and you know, the picture of the penis came out, and of course, you know, Deadspin.com had the pictures. They can't prove that it's Brett Favre because it's just a picture of the penis. It's not a picture of Brett Favre with, you know, it's just
the penis. I think the court of public opinion has figured out that that's Brett Favre's dick.
But here she said she has no idea how he got the texts and the pictures.
You confided in this blogger. How did he get the texts and the pictures and the voicemails?
I have no idea. That's something you'd have to talk to them about.
You did not give the text, the voicemails, the pictures to the blogger?
No.
You did not take money for them?
No. I haven't made a dime off anything in this whole situation. That was never an intention of mine.
He's reported that he paid $12,000 to a third party for them. And I think a lot of people wonder, how could someone else, a third party, get your texts and voicemails and those pictures?
I shared them with individuals when I was asking for advice, but that's it.
But that's it. Oh, you shared them with individuals, but that's it. So I can't imagine how they got those pictures. Now, is $12,000, does that seem low? That's the going rate for a picture of Brett Favre's penis?
Oh, goddamn. She put it on Facebook. Hey, guys, what do you think of this? $12,000 to a third party, Tom. There's a guy in an alley. Hey, I got pictures of Brett Favre's dick. You got the picture?
Yeah.
$12,000. You got the money?
Slide the briefcase over here.
Now, how do I know this is Favre's dick? You don't, sucker. What's he going to do? He's going to taste the picture.
Look, the hair color matches.
Oh, goddamn. He gets killed, and it's a dick deal gone bad.
You know what? We got to call this girl.
We must, because I'll tell you what, we're getting just stupid over this
shit. This is ridiculous. Wow.
I'm having too much fun, Tom.
I thought this story was dead and gone. I thought it was, it became nothing. But there she is on Good Morning America, and she's suing her lawyer or her agent.
You can imagine if she was on Regis.
You say it was his dick! Brett Favre's dick? How could it be? How could you tell it was his dick? Did it have a helmet?
And she's...
You can see him slapping his knees sitting on that stool. Oh, God.
Did you say she's suing her agent?
Yeah, she is. She's suing her agent because of some ridiculous thing. Her agent broke an agreement to agree.
Uh-huh.
And she says it's because she didn't have an independent counsel look it over before she signed it.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't realize this was such a bad deal.
All right, well, let's ask her about it. Hold on. Let's get her on the phone. Let's just find out.
Ask her what a game day host is.
Yeah, no shit. I want to know.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jen Sturger?
Yes. You're not going to send me a picture of anything, are you?
No. This is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Good. Aaron Roberts warned me about people like you, and she told me that if I had to call the police to make sure that I knew that she was my friend.
Well, no, we saw you on Good Morning America. We do a show about the NFL.
Oh,
I thought we talked to you before. Yes, you looked fantastic.
I think we've talked before.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Did we have sex?
Not yet.
Then we must have just talked.
Yes, it was on the phone.
That's the way it was. Yes, that's how I remember. If I don't have sex, then we must have just talked.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. You were the New York Jets. They said you were the game day hostess. What does that mean? What is a game day hostess?
Oh, a game day hostess is an attractive young lady who maintains a presence in the owner's suite and select luxury boxes.
Okay. Well, what do you do?
A game day hostess duties include making drinks for the owner's rich friends, laughing at their jokes, bouncing my boobs and wiggling my butt, shutting up during the game, and other assorted tasks.
Oh, because we were thinking maybe you just offered sex.
Oh, no. Only oral.
Oh.
Only oral. And I do that most of the game, really. That's probably my number one duty is the oral, especially when the Jets are winning. I hardly ever see the field. I'm serious. I don't know whose team I play. The only way I know what colors the team is because that's the kind of panties they give me to wear.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to the Brett Favre stuff.
Okay. I just want my life back, Dad. I don't want to talk about Brett Favre all the time.
Would this would?
That's all anybody ever thinks about me. They walk down the street and they say, "There she is, there's that girl. I looked at Brett Favre's penis." I know they're thinking that.
No, no. Actually,
they
I was
are,
wondering.
They are.
Actually, I was wondering, what did you think of the penis?
Oh, I didn't really think much of it. I mean, you know, when you've seen as many of them as I have, for God's sakes, they all look the same. It looks like a thumb, except it's got a wrinkle around the top.
Do you wish Favre had been single?
No, no, no. Brett Favre, you know, I don't wish he was single. It's not a matter of that. Look, there's no way that anybody is going to flatter me by sending me a picture of their penis. The only way that you're going to be able to do anything with me with that penis, Mr. Favre, is if you're in the owner's box and the boss tells me to go and see you.
Well, what about when you're not at work? I mean, wouldn't that have been fun to go out dating Brett Favre?
I'm not allowed. When I'm not at work, I have to go sit in my room.
Oh.
I have to sit in my room, and I have to think of ways to look sexy on the internet without actually showing my tits.
Okay.
I mean, really, Tom, you know, my agent, he's such a dick. He took the photo, and he won't give it back. That photo's my whole book, dude. That's my income for the next 20 years.
So that's why you're suing your agent.
That's right. I mean, geez, you know, girls got to cash in. You get a superstar quarterback, sends you a picture of your penis, whatever. You got to get some money for it, right? I mean, I've been wrong. I've been violated. I had to go on Good Morning America. Do you know how hard that is? Those people are stupid.
Yeah.
They're not smart. And it's very difficult for a person like me to dumb it down for them.
For George?
I had to talk to George Snuffleupagus, and I didn't like it at all. He was not at all what I expected, because I thought he was going to be a big hairy elephant that was lovable and cuddly, and he was not. He was a little tiny runt that kept trying to look at my skirt.
Well, have you ever by any chance had a pet that was eaten by a coyote?
No, but you know what? I've heard that's the folk thing to do if you want to get in a bunch of B-movies out in Hollywood. And after I'm finished with my book and my lawsuit, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll get a Lhasa Apso, and I'll bathe it in ketchup, and I'll leave it out in the backyard.
Okay.
With any luck, the Easter coyote will come and take it and leave me a career.
Well, listen, you said you love to entertain people.
I do. I do, Tom. I know how to tap dance.
You love to make people laugh.
I do. I think it's the most fun thing to make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
It is. It's fun. It's better than having to do with things I have to do with, like, oh, God, when the man from Oakland comes, he makes me put my tongue on his dirty penny, and I don't like it.
Oh.
That's why I want to write this book.
Would you like to entertain my good friend John and I?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Do you boys have money?
Yes.
That's what it takes. It takes lots of money. I am a game day hostess, you know.
Right.
That's right. I'm a professional.
Well, but see, there's no football right now. There's no football right now. So, I mean, how are you making money?
Well, I'm going to write this book, see, and that's how I'm going to make money. I've only got three things going for me, Tom. These two titties and that picture of Brett Favre's wiener. And if I don't show one thing, then I got to show the other two or nobody's ever going to buy my book.
Your book? I thought you hadn't made a dime off of this.
Oh, I'm not yet. Not yet. No, no, no. I haven't even got the advance rights to it yet. I've got to get Mrs. Favre to sign off the rights on the viewing of Brett Favre's penis.
All right, Jen. All right. Well, I hope you get everything worked out.
I do, too, because otherwise they're going to stop asking me to come on Good Morning America. Next week, I'm going to see if I can get on Maury Povich. I think I'm going to find some black guy and say he's my baby daddy.
All right, Jen.
Bart Scott. It's my baby daddy.
Good luck with that, all right? You take care.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Lewis.
And Jesse from 10 Years.
And you're rocking with John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Cartoon Radio Hour.
So Coastal Carolina has a football team.
Yes, they do.
And their coach's name is David Bennett. and he needed to motivate his team to be more focused. And he was talking to some reporters last week, and he explained to them how he motivated his team to be more focused. And I've listened to this clip, I don't know, half a dozen times, trying to figure right. out how this motivated his team. But this is what he had to say.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
We need more dogs.
What are you doing? We need no more cats. Kitty cat. What you doing, our kitty cat? Cat tried to turn around, run back out the front door, but well, that screen ain't going right way. Screen ain't gonna go that way. I said, there's a cat in the house. She said, there's a cat in the house. I said, there's a cat in the house with thing one and thing two, and they's running around painting everything pink and wrecking the house. We better get them out of here before Mama gets home. We need more dogs, Tom. We don't need no goddamn cats. We don't need no hamsters. We don't need no gerbils or goldfish.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
No cats. We don't need no clucking the clucking the clucking the chickens in the front yard. We don't need no pets or anything like that. We need dogs. And we need to name our dogs something good and southern like Bo. That's right. Come here, Bo. God dang right. You know, I call my dog Bo, and half the dogs in the neighborhood come, because that's all my neighbors call my dog Bo. They're all called Bo. Every dang dog in the neighborhood's called Bo, and that's short for Beauregard. Come here, Beauregard.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Nope.
We need more dogs.
More dogs. Woof, 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 woof. Dogs.
Woof, woof. Oh, Belvedere. Come here, boy.
We don't need no meow. I ain't opening no fancy feast. I'm opening up a big bag of Old Roy, straight from Walmart.
Let's get it done, baby! Yeah!
The coach at Air Force wants more black dudes, and the coach in Coastal Carolina wants a bunch of dogs. Sounds like we should hook him up with Michael Vick. He probably can get them all hooked.
Well, that was an old reference.
You know, them black fellas sure can run. And hey, dogs ain't so slow themselves. They got four legs, you know. And, of course, you know, they can bite. I don't even know what's kind of.
I haven't heard that forever. You made me have to go get that. Hold on. Here we go.
Afro-American kids can run very, very well. That doesn't mean that Caucasian kids and other descents can't run, but it's very obvious to me that they run extremely well. I just want to recruit speed. We need to find speed as much as anything. But the black athlete seems to have, you know, statistically, program, you know, seems to have an edge as far as the speed is concerned.
We don't need no meow white kids. We need yo, 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 yo fast black kids.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
No pussies need apply to the football team down here.
We need to find speed.
And I don't mean no goddamn little sissy dogs neither. Don't you bring no chihuahuas over here. Just big old dogs named Bo, and that's it. Bo or Belvedere.
Wow.
We need more dogs. Pretty soon one of them's going to make a reference to a fast fish or something.
You're listening to the best of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
You know he can't throw, a fact he can't hide, but there is no doubt that God's on his side. Tim Tebow is coming to town. He's a fan of Jesus, always thanks Christ. Bible study is his only vice. Tim Tebow is coming to town. Your daughter he won't be nailing. He's never drunk or baked. As a quarterback, he's not very good. He just wins for goodness sake. Oh, every pass he throws falls short or wide. He won't have sex till he has a bride. Tim Tebow is coming to town.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
This is NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wishing to thank each and every professional football player arrested during the season.
Here's a yearly list of our criminality. 12 drunken drivings, 8 assaults, 6 resisting arrests. 4 illegal weapons, 3 drug possessions, 2 vandalisms, grand theft auto, and a spousal battery.
God bless us, everyone.
Yo, what up? This is Pauly Shore, and you are listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Got to get to the Knox City Greyhounds.
Best college or best high school football team in the country.
We don't know this guy's actual name. We just know what he uses online. His alias is DivaLover159.
I'm going to go ahead and take a guess and say his name is Ricky.
Is what?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky. He looks like a Ricky.
Ricky the Tooth.
Yeah, Ricky the Tooth. If he was a gangster, that's definitely what he'd be called. Ricky the Tooth.
That's all he's got is one big tooth. It looks like a big fang right in the middle of his face.
It's a fence post, man. I mean, literally, it's like somebody took a fence post and stuck it in the front of his face. He could sell advertising on that thing. He could. For these videos, I mean, just like GoDaddy.com, like etched into his front tooth there. So nobody knows who we're talking about yet. I'm sure some of y'all know, but this is not a field trip.
If you go to YouTube and you search Diva Lover or Knox City Greyhounds.
Yeah, but don't do it right now.
No. Do it after you've heard this show. And the one you want to watch first, the first one, your first experience with this guy, is the Shout-Out, which should be the first one that pops up because that's had the most hits, and that seems to be the most popular. And his name alone scares me only because when you see him and then you think, okay, his name is Diva Lover. It's just scary. But this guy, man, his belly has a mind of its own. It does its own thing.
It's all over. It's everywhere. It goes all over the place, except into his T-shirt, apparently.
This is your representative of Texas high school football right here.
I would say don't go over there and watch all of him yet, but if you want to go take 10 seconds and just see his face.
We couldn't do this as a field trip because there's like minutes and minutes and it's just way too much material there. So we took the best stuff. We did the work for you, you know. And I mean, this is his shout out, and here's how it opens up.
This is a shout out. Is a shout out to the Knox City Greyhounds, the dominant physical force in our district today in high school football today, in Texas football today.
I love how he's running out of breath.
Today.
We're not talking about tomorrow. Today. Dude, when he says force, that belly jumps up and almost hits him in the nose. Bam. Okay. Yeah, you know, my favorite thing about this video, other than, I mean, all of it, is that if you look at that sweat stain on his T-shirt,
oh my
how
God.
It grows till the end of this thing. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's this guy, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Well, he's about 270 pounds, I would say. Looks to be about 5'3". just fat, round, bald, big one tooth, literally. One friggin' gigantic, huge, oversized tooth in the middle of his fucking mouth. And honestly, if you took and put back the tooth that he lost, geez, Tom, he looks like a walrus.
That's what he looks like, a walrus.
If he had two teeth that big, my God, he's like Bugs Bunny over there. And he's cross-eyed. I mean, very badly cross-eyed. They look right there, what we call affectionate eyes. They just can't stop looking at one another, right? And he's got this big set of Coke bottle glasses that keep sliding down his nose. So, he's standing in front of an ugly blue blanket. This guy obviously watches a lot of professional wrestling, obviously. Right.
You know it. You know he does.
He's posing down. He's doing all the finger pointing.
Yeah, I guarantee he thinks wrestling is real.
Oh, God. And, you know, the thing about the video is it keeps cutting. You know, he keeps cutting in and cutting in and cutting in. So it's like, at what point did he realize? Oh, wait, that's no good. Gotta stop. Cut. Cut. It probably took him 55, 60 minutes to make this 8-minute video of him giving a shout out.
The next city greenhouse wants it more. We're hungrier. We're faster. We're better. I have seen it with my own eyes. We're stronger. We're more dominant. More focused than ever before. Than any other year. Than any other season that I have witnessed. Trust me. And an absolute
trusty
fact. This year is going to be our finest hour. This year is going to be our greatest moment. This year, this season, we dominate, annihilate, and assassinate every other team that dares get on that turf.
That dares
get on that field. Dares stand before you. Dares to stand in front of you. Stand before you and deny you and stop you of your dream. Stop you of your goal and stop you from dominance.
If any team dares to stand in front of you, the Knox City Greyhound shall smite you!
This year is our year!
That sounds like an Eagles fan.
Oh, here comes his Philadelphia. This is his tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles fans.
This year is going to be different.
This year! Oh, dude, when he says, I've seen it with my own eyes. People, you got to realize how cross-eyed this guy is. The next thing out of his mouth, I expect to be going, we've got the best 22 guys on offense and the best 22 guys on defense.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
We've got the best starting 44 in the league.
Oh, yes. Speaking of that, he's going to name some players for you. And when he does, he's putting up still images of the players. And he went back and had to dub the player names in. And it's obvious. You'll hear the difference in the audio. It's funny. You can tell the change in the audio when he introduces the players.
This is production value.
No one is better than guys like
Austin Velmont. Blake Jones. Brandon York. Ryan Lidsma, Kyle Harrington, Ty Briggersmith. That's right.
He got that last name wrong, and it was funny because that was the only guy that actually, he didn't have a picture of him, so put up his name spelled out on the screen. He goes, Ty Briggersmith, and he said it wrong.
Ty Briggersmith, whose mom is a MILF. I like it when she comes to the game.
Austin Velmont.
Yeah, Austin Velmont.
Ryan Lidsma.
He's like Darth Vader, dude. Right. He's like Darth Vader's retarded brother.
Right.
Luke, I am your cousin. I am your uncle. Your uncle Diva lover.
Oh, no.
He loves Divas, Tom. Divas like Celine Dion,
Beyonce.
Yeah, he's got a mess with one.
Shania Twain, Aretha Franklin.
Maybe he loves NFL divas.
Terrell Owens.
Chad Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, and now he needs one that he can't pronounce that's real easy, like
Andre Johnston.
Oh, that's where
Devin Ronis.
Dude, when he gets excited, he sounds like Donald Duck in a temper tantrum.
Right?
This dude. Honestly, I'd love to be able to sell the ad space on his tooth.
Oh,
he gets
absolutely
a lot of views.
It is time to lace up the boots. It is time.
Wait. Time to lace up the boots. Where they wearing
Texas
boots
football,
now?
Tom.
It's time to lace up the boots. It's time to hook on the spurs. It's time to strap on your holster and put on that cowboy hat, boys, and get out on that range. It's time to punch some doggies.
That's funny, man.
Oh, yeah. So they play football in boots, apparently, at Knox City.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Okay, here. Let's go back to that clip that I stopped.
Okay.
It is time to lace up the boots. It is time to put on the pants. It is time to put on the helmet. It is time to dominate. It is time to annihilate. It is time.
He's crunching up a Coke can.
It's like I said, he watches a lot of wrestling, man. He grabs a Coke can and starts ripping it up, pointing at the camera. And he sounds like Donald Duck.
It is time.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, I like that. He smashes up a Coke can. He gets all excited. His sweat ring is continuing to grow. He introduces the coaches, too, the same way, and he only has pictures of one of them. So he puts their names up.
To get on that field and knock some heads, knock somebody's, knock them on the ground, keep them on the ground, and go all the way. That is our trophy. That is our championship. We will not be denied. We will not be stopped. We are stronger. We are better. We are ready to whoop some major cow. My God, we are ready for the football. Are you ready? God, we are going to knock that through your butt and knock every single one of you down. It is time to lace up the boots. Time to lace up the pants.
Wow.
It's time to win. It's time to get dirty. It's time to get dirty. It's time to knock some heads. It's time to dominate, annihilate, assassinate. And it is our time to go all the way to the state championship. And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, is going to stop. Now get on that field and now get it done, baby! Yeah!
Oh my God! And you know, at the end, you have to sit through it because at the end, when he does that, yeah, he holds that pose right for 30 seconds and stares down into the camera.
Get it done, baby! Yeah!
You could just see Donald Duck stomping around. Oh, my God.
Wee! It is time to lace up the boots. It is time for me to put on the pants.
And then you hear a bell. You hear a little ding.
It is time for my Hot Pockets. I'll be right back.
We, my God, we are ready for the football.
It sounds like Ned Beatty in Deliverance, dude. Squeak like a pig, boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
We, you.
Come on, squeal. Wee!
Wait a minute, here you go.
Wee, all the way.
My God! We are ready for some anal rape in the woods by some hillbillies.
Oh my God.
Now let you just drop them pants. Just take them right off.
All the way to the state championship.
He's over the log.
I'm doing the Donald Duck.
I can't do a Donald Duck sound. I never could.
Oh, this guy's priceless.
Oh, man. Okay, listen, everybody. His name is DivaLover159, okay? When you go onto YouTube, and please do, I want everybody, this is your homework, okay? This is your first assignment for the year, the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour mob. We want a shout-out from this guy, okay? He does requests, so hit him up. Hit him up as much as you can on YouTube and any other way you can find out how to get a hold of him. We want a shout out. We want a shout out, Tom. We want a shout out from this guy. Tell him we're his biggest fans. We love
him. Shout out.
You could even tell him that your sister wants to have his baby. I don't care. Just, we want a shout out from this guy.
Oh, man.
We want to bother him so much that he mentions the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour somewhere, even if it's just to go, these guys need to leave me the hell alone. So, please, there's your assignment. Go get him, Mob. We want a shout out. And I'll tell you what, we'll give something to somebody. Whoever gets him to contact us, we will give something to somebody.
My God, we are ready for the football.
The Buffalo Bills coming in here at a stout 4-10. The New York Jets ready for some football. Here on Monday Night Football.
It's time to win!
It's Howard Cosell's speechwriter.
This is your championship.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
I also liked,
And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, is going to stop me.
I like when he says he's seen it with his own eyes, because if his seats are high enough, he'll have to tell you.
Now, the team on the right field is better than the team on the left field.
This dude is so cross-eyed. And when he says that, that's the best.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
Trust me, folks. These peepers never lie.
Wow.
Yeah, DivaLover159. Pester the hell out of him. We want a shout out to the Bang Cartoon Radio.
We are better.
We are stronger.
It's the best of Bang Cartoon Radio.
So let's get Brett on the phone. We have stuff to talk to Brett. I hope we can get a hold of him.
I wouldn't see why we shouldn't. Why? Has he got stuff to do? I haven't heard too much about him.
Oh, he's coming back, don't you know?
I didn't realize that. I also didn't know you were from Canada. Eh? All the caller Canadian fans just went, hey, Tom's a good guy there. Hey, well, don't you know? Tom's a waffle eater, don't you know?
Hello.
Brett Favre.
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, Brett, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. How you doing, man?
I'm doing just great out here, boys. What you fellas up to?
Getting ready for the season, which you don't have to worry about, I don't think.
Well, you never know. I ain't made up my mind about nothing yet. Just like always. I always got to leave it out there.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm out here on this pond. I'm just trying to look for a big old pig out here.
Oh, you fishing?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, I'm sitting right out here, sitting on my little boat, man, trying to catch me one right now.
I love bass fishing, Brett. Love it. Love it.
That's what I understood.
So that's what I would be doing if I were you, but there's all these rumors, as there always are. Are you coming back to the NFL? What's going on? Are you going to play football?
Come on. Man, I don't know about coming back to no NFL, but I started to get the feeling, the people was getting a little tired of me, You ever feel like you're at a party and, kind of like people are talking about you and you ain't standing around? I was just kind of getting that vibe that people was, sick of me. I was wearing out my welcome. Besides, I knew the Vikings was going to go in a whole different direction. And it looks like they went in and brought up a old washed-up rag-arm quarterback and ain't seen the writing on the wall yet. You know, it sounds kind of familiar. nothing more pathetic than watching an old man who don't know his football career is over yet, don't you think? Yeah, for a little while, I heard my name in the news about maybe going to play for them Philadelphia Eagles. And I figured, sure, why not? It's not like I got any self-respect left, you know what I'm saying? I mean, God dang. Yeah, they fixed up there. They got quarterbacks coming out their ass. They got a convicted felon at quarterback, everyone, and they got a schizophrenic paranoid, you know, at the backup position there. And then I don't even know who their number three is. Who's their number three up there?
I have no idea.
I don't have any idea either, but you can bet this. The coach's son's probably selling him heroin or something like that. You know, it's a mess up there. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I mean, you know, what kind of person do people think I am?
Right.
Hang on, hold. I got one. Come on in here. Oh. Come on, come on in here, baby boy. Oh, God dang, right. Oh, look at that toe. Oh, God dang it. Get on up here. I got him at the Tommy. I rattled that toe right off of that lily pad, boy. Look at that. That is a toe. Damn sure it's pretty. Oh, damn. That's a pretty bass right there, Tom. Got a real nice mouth on it.
Oh, nice.
Tell you what, man. If it had a giant second set of knockers on it, this toe would almost look like Jen Sturger. Damn. Put him on down in the box there. Yeah, you know what? That's what I like to do, man. When there ain't no football on, I like to go fishing. I should be in that Bassmaster Classic, man. That's the Bassmaster Super Bowl of fishing.
Oh, yeah, the Classic. That's what they call it, the Super Bowl. Well, you could win one of them.
No, you know, they should put me in there. I was 3-time MVP, won a Super Bowl. You know, they ought to put me in there just for being that. But I went and tried out for it one time. Told them I was Brett Favre and all that. Been named NFL MVP, won the Super Bowl and whatnot. And I went to show them what I could do, and all my cast got intercepted. Yeah, I was throwing them out there, man. These rainbow trout and perch, they was all jumping up and picking off my cast. So they said, sorry, bro. Yeah, come back another time.
Oh, Brett. All right. Well, hey, did you hear about Bernie Kosar's daughter?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Who ain't heard about that guy? She's hot as hell, ain't she?
Can you imagine, Brett?
No, I don't even want to think about nothing like that. I've seen her movie. Real nice. I'll tell you what, boy. I figure I'm going to be tapping that myself.
What if that was your daughter?
Well, you know, we ain't going to have to think about that if it was my daughter, because if it was my daughter, I'd be up there kicking everybody in their ass about it, you know? And I'd be making sure I got some of the profits. You understand? I ain't going to be hanging out there. I ain't going to catch no fool over here. But I figure to be tapping that little Kosar chick myself. I went ahead and texted her a picture of my junk, man.
Oh, no. Man, that's got to be like every dad's nightmare.
What? Look, let me tell you what. If you get a text of my junk, your daughter gets one of them. She is
no,
on the road.
No,
to Easy
I'm
Street.
Talking about finding out your daughter's in porn.
Oh, well, you know, that's got to be hard right there. I mean, but really, when you're Bernie Kosar, you've been pretty much used to a life full of disappointment, don't you think? You know, you're kind of expected to get banged in the end, you know. So I guess if it's your daughter doing that, it's all right. Besides, she's going to be calling me here soon, so, you know, I want to make sure to keep the thing straight. Because, you know, them girls, man, they can't resist a peek at little old number four. I showed it to her. I'll tell you what, hey, man, I checked this out. I read this in the paper today. You want to hear some stupid stuff about locals down here?
All right.
Police here. Let me give it the paper out here. All right. Police here in Alabama busted at least a dozen deadbeat dads. Could you put Ernie Kosar in that mix there? He's a deadbeat. I don't know if he's a deadbeat dad or just one that's been beat up until he's dead. One or the other. Anyway, they busted a dozen deadbeat dads by luring them in with a scam where they promised them free tickets to the Alabama-Auburn football game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you believe that? Yeah. Bunch of dumbasses come in there. They call it Operation Iron Snare. Boy, making a
this is
good
real.
Old name like that.
This is a true story?
It's a true story. It's happened right down here in Alabama. Well, over there in Alabama. I'll be up there in Hattiesburg, but you know. Anyway, Operation Iron Snare letters was mailed out to the deadbeats back in April, telling the winners that they would be sure they bring their letter and their photo ID when they come to pick up their free ticket.
Oh, that's terrible.
So when the dads got there, the music was playing, and there was fake TV cameras was there, and they celebrated and reported on this contest. And people who showed up was thrilled about winning tickets until they was taken into another room and handcuffed.
Oh, my God.
That's just terrible, man. You know, something like that happened to me one time, man. This girl I was talking to on the internet told me to come over to her house and I'll bring some beer and everything. I showed up at the door and there was this Chris Matthew or this fella from the TV news sitting there at the table. Have a seat, please. I ran the hell on out of there. I said, that ain't my junk in that picture. You can't prove nothing. Anyway, hey, get this, man. It was such a good scam that one of them suspects, when they was taking him out of the room, even asked if he still got his free tickets. Now, can you believe that? Look at that here. We got phony TV cameras, a band playing. We got all kinds of cops and police. We rented a hotel room, and we caught a dozen deadbeat dads. And while we was doing that, there was 4 drive-by shootings. There was a couple of liquor store robberies. But we got a couple of deadbeats.
Only 12?
That's what it says here. At least a dozen.
How much
at
money? I wonder how much money was spent on that entire operation to capture 12 deadbeat dads.
You know, it's almost like throwing away a whole ton of money on an old washed-up, dead-ass arm quarterback trying to hope he'll bring back some of his old glory days and take you somewhere.
Okay, so as far as that goes, Brett, you're pretty sure you're not going to play football this year?
No, but God dang what, I'm going to tell you.
All right, well, listen, I have an opportunity for you then, if you're going to have some time available.
I'm going to tell you what, man, this here's a pretty fish, Tom. This sure do remind me of Jen. hang on a second here. Jen, I sure do miss you, baby doll. Here is a picture to remember me by. Oh, hell yeah, man. She's gonna love that. All right, now where was we?
All right. Since you got some time available, you know, every year on the show, we've had Jerry Jones do picks with us every week. We'd give him 4 games to pick. He'd tell us who was going to win, but he's got a lot going on right now, so we need a replacement. Would you like to do it?
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, my agent told me one of you people from the media was going to be calling asking me for my expert opinion, and I figured that might be CBS or Fox something like that.
Wait, Brett, hold on. Don't put us with the media. We're not them.
Obviously not. I'm going to have to talk to my agent. But go ahead and put me down. I'm on as well. You know, y'all call me up. It don't look like I'm going to be doing nothing else this far.
We're not paying you. There's no pressure here. It's just, you know, we're going to call you once a week and ask you who you think's going to win 4 football games.
Not a problem. Hey, I'll tell you what, man, just to give them a thrill, you know, a lot of black people, they like me to sign a football for their son, and I'll do that. I'll sign a football for your boy, and if you want me to text a picture of my junk to your wife or your daughter, I'd be glad to.
All right, Brad.
All right. Those are going to become collector's items, you know.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and make picks for y'all this year. That'd be great.
All right. Well, you go catch another toad.
I'm going to do my best here, man. I'm going to do my best. You know, the best way for me to catch a bass is to go fishing for a shark.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know. I get out in the middle of the ocean, next thing you know, my lure is all stuck back in a backwoods pond somewhere. God dang it.
all right, Brett. Well, we're going to talk to you in a couple weeks then, all right?
All right. We'll be glad to talk to you.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
It's the best of Bang.
All right. So, former Dallas Cowboys great Michael Irvin. That's how it reads.
Oh.
That's what it says. Former Dallas Cowboys great Michael Irvin.
I think it's appropriate. Former Dallas. Yeah, now he's gay advocate.
He appears shirtless on the cover of this month's gay men's magazine called Out.
Out magazine. Now, look, you don't have to be so coy about telling everybody what it is. I'm sure quite a few people in our audience are quite well aware of what it looks like.
Well, he's on there. He did an interview in the magazine discussing his passion for equality issues.
Now, see, he's shirtless, but he has on a pair of shoulder pads and his... Yeah. His thumb is hooked into the trousers.
So you see the picture. You've seen the picture.
I've seen. Oh, of course I've seen the picture. And you know, I get my subscription, and it's hooked into his trousers, and it's showing perhaps a little bit of that. You know.
Come on, really?
That
right?
Come hither.
Right.
He's showing that come hither. Look. Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it's on the newsstands, Tom. People are going to have to want to buy it, right? You got to get the impulse buyer. The housewife standing in the line there has to make a choice between Woman's World, The Star, and Out magazine.
Well, I tell you, in light of this, some of the things Michael has said in the past are starting to make sense.
Oh, well, it shows why he and Troy had such a special relationship.
You're supposed to squeeze your butt cheeks all the time.
Ah. Oh. Is that right?
No wonder he's always touching Tom Jackson. That's why they fired him.
Hey, get your hands off him. He's mine.
Then there was this comment.
I don't have to be the pop. The popper. I was the poppy.
Oh. All right.
He was the what? The potty?
The poppy. He's not the poppy. He doesn't have to be the popper. He was the poppy.
He was the poppy.
Yeah.
That was when they lost.
Yeah. How about that?
He was the poppy, Tom.
Just sit your butt in front of him.
Uh-huh. I bet you like that.
I'll bet you him and Charles Haley were tight.
Oh, no.
come over here and do that in my ear.
You know, I'll be honest with you. It's really hard to imitate Michael Irvin's voice, man, because he has such a he over-enunciates so much.
Irvin has publicly acknowledged that the reason that he's taken this stand is is his relationship. Apparently, he had a gay brother, Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn.
Vaughn, who, Vaughn died, though. Vaughn has passed on. He died of stomach cancer in 2006. He was 49 years old. And Irvin had not spoken publicly about Vaughn previously, according to the magazine. And, you know, Michael's very religious. He's a very religious man. But he says he doesn't understand people who oppose equal rights for gay people.
For Michael, I think, you know, hookers and coke were a perfect cover story.
Well, here he is talking about that to a member of the paparazzi.
I can't understand any brother like you and I that is not for equality. Where's he been? Second of all, God has taken away a great deal of choices. He doesn't give you the choice of mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, nephew.
Right.
He gives you the choice of companion. And if God decided to give you that choice, I don't think government should mess with it.
Why are they doing an interview on the side of the freeway? That's what it sounds like. Cars everywhere.
I don't know, man. I have no idea why they would be doing that. Maybe Michael Irvin was standing out there with a sign that says, you know, I need to get on a major network, NFL Network ain't paying enough. Something
so
like
your
that.
Choice of companion is just one of the few things that God gives you, and the government shouldn't mess with that, he says.
God lays out choices for you, Tom. You can choose to have a dick in your ass. Michael Irvin, you know, he had a big confession. It's kind of nice about him, you know, his brother Vaughn Irvin. Of course, if you're named Vaughn Irvin, you're kind of either going to be a German fighter pilot or you're going to be a fag.
Well, you know, Michael didn't understand some of the sounds he used to hear coming from his brother's bedroom.
I, of course, did not. I thought I was listening to someone kicking a pumpkin over and over and over again. Listen to that. It sounded like their foot had become stuck. There I was, a little boy, laying in the bed listening to that pumpkin. I thought that the toilet was backed up. I didn't want to get up and look at it because it might have been something from my father. But no, they just kept kicking that pumpkin and kicking that pumpkin and kicking that pumpkin and trying to get that pumpkin off their foot. I come find out it's my brother and his friend Carlo having the anal sex right there on the other side of the wall while I was trying to learn my playbook. They was doing something disgusting called the Donald Duck. I don't even know what the hell it was, but my brother's foot was in that man's ear. And then he started doing the chainsaw. And I said, Carlo, what the hell are you doing to my brother Vaughn? I got to go catch passes. I can't watch no more of this.
It gives a whole new perspective on this.
I still love that.
that was rather graphic, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
So if you're listening in your office, you know, let's hope your boss gets it when we're talking about kicking a pumpkin. We sound like we've been in a party with Vaughn Irvin.
You've been listening to the best of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir.
pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business, because one minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Smouldering. Slinky. Seductive. Streamlined. Spellbinding. Ever notice how some of the most alluring descriptions seem to begin with the letter S? So perhaps it's no coincidence that S-Line, Audi's most stylish trim, does too. Take the Q5 S-Line. With its added standout, there's another one, details, it's pure Audi. Just even more sporty, stealthy, sleek, striking, swish, sublime, sultry, swoony, sophisticated. The supremely stylish Audi Q5 S-Line. Test drive yours at an Audi centre near you. Or search Audi S-Line. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik.